Section 7. Speed. Legal speed limits, all unless otherwise posted. Interstate highways 80 miles per hour, 75 miles per hour. Secondary highways 70 miles per hour. Residential areas 30 miles per hour. Business areas 30 miles per hour. School zones 20 miles per hour. Adjust speed for road conditions. The only contact your car has with the road is through its tires, and each only has an area of rubber about the size of a person's hand on the surface of the road. The grip provided by the tires, then, is very dependent on the condition of the road itself. It is imperative, therefore, that motorists drive according to road conditions. On curves. Adjust speed before entering a curve. Going too fast can break the grip that tires have on the road. At intersections. Trees, bushes, or buildings at intersections can block the view of vehicles coming from the side. Therefore, approach a blind intersection at no more than 15 miles per hour. On slippery roads. Slippery roads reduce your tires' grip, so drive slower than you would on a dry road. When driving on wet road, reduce speed by at least 5 to 10 miles per hour. Packed snow. Reduce speed by at least half. Ice. Reduce speed to a crawl. You may have to slow even more if vehicles are ahead. Adjust speed for traffic conditions. Crashes tend to happen when one driver is going faster or slower than other vehicles on the road. If you are going faster than traffic, you will have to pass other vehicles. The chances of a crash increase if you pass many vehicles. Going slower than traffic or stopping suddenly is as dangerous as speeding. The risk of rear-end collisions is added to the risk of vehicles passing you. You should be able to identify slower-moving vehicles. Adjust your speed gradually. Slowing suddenly is a major cause of traffic crashes. Remember that you are sharing the road with bicyclists, and that they have as much legal right to be on a public roadway as you. All bicycles should be identified as slow-moving traffic, and your speed and driving should be adjusted to accommodate them. Adjust speed for light conditions. Darkness. Never drive so fast that you cannot stop within the distance you can see ahead with your headlights. Your lights will only let you see clearly about 250 feet. If you then drive faster than 55 miles per hour on a dark road, you are really driving blind because you won't be able to stop within the 250 feet ahead of you that is lit well enough to see. Rain, fog, or snow. In a very heavy rain, snowstorm, or thick fog, you may not be able to see more than 100 feet ahead. When you can't see any further than that, you cannot drive safely at any speed. Whenever you cannot see well enough, pull off the road and wait until it clears. Right of way. Right-of-way laws tell who must yield at intersections or other places where two or more motor vehicles, bicycles, pedestrians, or combinations of these cannot all go at the same time. Laws do not give anyone the right-of-way. They only indicate who must yield the right-of-way. Therefore, you must always be alert for those who fail to yield, and you should do everything possible to avoid a crash. This includes recognizing other vehicles and pedestrians. It is important to remember that bicyclists are classified as vehicles and are granted the same rights and responsibilities that operators of motor vehicles have. Right of way at intersections. Intersections with no signs or signals. Where no signs or signals are in place, you must watch for any driver coming from your right and yield the right of way regardless of who first reaches and enters the intersection. The diagram below illustrates such a right of way situation. Car A yields to car B if car A is going straight ahead. If car A turns left, car A yields to both B and C. Car B yields to car C. Anytime you come to a place where others may cross or enter your path, check to the sides to make sure no one is coming. Do not depend upon traffic signs or signals to provide a safe path. Check in front of you, and then check to the left, since you will meet vehicles coming from the left first. Check for vehicles coming from the right. Then make another check in both directions. Intersections with yield signs. Check for cross traffic before reaching the intersection. If a yield sign is in your lane, yield the right-of-way to cross traffic close enough to be dangerous. When turning onto a street or highway, yield to any vehicles close enough to be dangerous. Check for a gap in traffic, merge and adjust your speed. Intersections with four-way stops. At a four-way stop intersection, common courtesy requires that the driver who stops first should be permitted to go first. If in doubt, yield to the driver on your right. It's important to remember to never insist on the right-of-way at the risk of a crash. If you enter an intersection while violating the speed law, you forfeit any right-of-way you might have had. Roundabouts. Roundabouts are a safer, more cost-effective way to build some intersections. By keeping traffic moving and requiring fewer stops and starts than conventional intersections, roundabouts reduce crashes, delays, and congestion, resulting in drops in fuel consumption and emissions. Traffic moves at slow speeds in a counterclockwise direction, and is constantly moving except when yielding to traffic in the roundabout and pedestrians in the crosswalks. To navigate a roundabout. 1. Slow down as you approach the roundabout and yield to pedestrians and traffic already in the roundabout. 2. Look to the left, wait for a gap in traffic and merge into the roundabout. 3. Once in the roundabout, keep moving, don't stop. 4. Proceed to your exit. Use your turn signal to indicate you are leaving the roundabout and yield to pedestrians as you leave the roundabout. 5. Pedestrians should cross only in crosswalks. Right-of-way involving emergency vehicles. When you hear the siren or see the flashing lights of a fire truck, police car, or ambulance approaching you from behind, pull as close as possible to the right-hand curb or edge of the roadway and stop. Do not stop in an intersection. Remain stopped until the emergency vehicle has passed. Keep your foot on the brake so the emergency driver knows you are stopped, and watch for other emergency vehicles to pass you before you begin moving. When approaching a roundabout, pull over and let the emergency vehicle pass. If you are already in a roundabout, continue to your exit, leave the roundabout and then pull over to the right so the emergency vehicle can pass. Except when otherwise directed by a police officer, when you are driving on a highway with two or more lanes, upon approaching an authorized emergency vehicle parked with lights flashing, you must merge your vehicle into the lane farthest from the emergency vehicle. On roads with only one lane in each direction, you must reduce your speed to at least 20 miles per hour below the speed limit when approaching a parked emergency vehicle. Right-of-way to pedestrians. The driver and the pedestrian are both responsible for traffic safety. Statutes require a driver to give the right-of-way or yield to a pedestrian. When a pedestrian is in a marked crosswalk on your side of the roadway with or without traffic control signals, when making a lawful turn on a red light, after coming to a complete stop, and when a blind pedestrian is carrying a clearly visible white cane or is accompanied by a guide dog. Braking, stopping. You cannot stop on a dime. You must look ahead to identify dangers, predict what could happen, and decide what to do. This takes at least 1 second. You must then execute your decision. It takes about 3/4 second to move your foot from the accelerator to the brake. The distance it takes to stop after the brake is applied depends upon your initial speed, your brakes, tires, road surface, and weather conditions. A tractor-trailer rig takes considerably more time and distance to stop than a passenger vehicle traveling at the same speed. A passenger vehicle traveling 55 miles per hour can typically stop in about half the length of a football field, about 130 to 140 feet. A heavy vehicle with a loaded trailer will usually take over 2/3 the length of a football field, about 190 to 200 feet, to stop. In heavy traffic, when a truck's brakes may be hot, the stopping distance may double to 1.5 times the length of a football field, 400 feet. If you are tired, have been drinking, or simply are not paying attention, you may not identify the danger at all. You won't be able to predict what may happen until it is too late to decide what you should do. Finally, you may not be able to execute your decision soon enough because your reaction time may also be slower. Required stops. You must always stop your vehicle. When meeting or overtaking, from either direction, a stopped school bus with flashing red lights. The driver shall not proceed until the school bus resumes motion or the flashing red lights are no longer activated. Exception. You may pass a school bus with activated flashing red lights, only if there is a physical barrier or separate roadways between your vehicle and the school bus. UMUST use extreme caution, however, watching for pedestrians. Before the crosswalk at all stop signs, red traffic lights and flashing red lights. When entering a street from a driveway, alley, building, or parking lot, WS the 31st of May 506, and when entering a business district from a side road, when directed to do so by a police officer's directions outweigh traffic lights or signs. For flashing red lights or crossing gates at a railroad crossing. When signaled by a flag person at or near railroad crossings or construction sites. For blind persons attempting to cross a street who are carrying a white cane or guided by a guide dog. And if you are in any way involved in a traffic crash. Conditions on Wyoming highways can become slick, icy, and treacherous quickly when a winter storm hits. That's why it's important to move slowly along winter Wyoming roads and to check out the surface you are driving on, when traffic permits. Touch the brakes to see if your vehicle begins to slow down or swerve. Watch for ice on bridges, overpasses, and shaded areas, where it can remain, even after the sun comes out. Black ice is treacherous. Black ice is invisible and is treacherous, so always watch for sudden changes in road surface conditions, from merely wet, to extremely icy. These changes occur often at bridge decks, overpasses, on high fills, in deep cuts and near snow fences. Drive slowly and in full control in order to avoid skidding. And thawing temperatures can also leave a thin film of water over melting ice, making it even more slick. Start and drive slowly, steadily. Starting your car moving on snow and ice requires slow, steady, and careful acceleration and front wheels that are pointed straight ahead. Many rely on second gear, or drive, in an automatic, for safer starts. Four-wheel drive and front-wheel drive vehicles generally allow better traction, but be aware they can skid with sudden changes in power to drive wheels, such as when the accelerator is quickly released. And four-wheel drive vehicles with high centers of gravity are also more likely to tip over in a skid. Be prepared to stop. Whatever your type of vehicle, be prepared to stop, and increase your following distance. Allow the car ahead to pass a landmark, and then count 1001 through 1004. If your car reaches the same landmark before you finish, you are following too closely. How brakes can best be used depends on whether a vehicle has anti-lock brakes, ABS, or conventional brakes. Locked wheels and skids typically result when drivers jam on conventional brakes. Pumping those brakes once every second is a good rule of thumb. But don't pump ABS brakes. That's achieved automatically. If you begin to skid on a slippery road, keep your speed down. Stopping will be a simpler maneuver, and the risk of skidding will be reduced. But if you begin to skid, gently turn into the skid and ease your foot off the gas until you regain control. In a ground blizzard. Icy roads topped by a blowing ground blizzard make for double trouble. Slow down, of course, but also keep moving and don't panic. Don't do anything quickly. Any steering or braking movements, as well as the speed you maintain, should be slow. If you do lose your bearings, roll down the window and look on the downwind side of the car to determine where you are on the road, by using either the center stripe or the edge of the road. Most of all, be patient when driving on ice or snow. If the vehicle in front of you spins out on an icy hill, stay in line. Wait for a snowplow to clear the way. You'll get through much quicker. If one person skids, others may. If you stop to help someone who has slid off the road or been in a crash due to ice, be careful. Park well away at the crash site, and be ready to get out of the way should anyone else lose control at the same icy location. Changing lanes. Proper lane changing rules. Before changing lanes, check in your rear view and side mirrors. Check over your left or right shoulder. Make sure no one is in your blind spots. Check for other drivers who may also be moving into the same lane, and signal and change lanes. Do not change lanes before or while in an intersection. turning. Turn signaling. All drivers must signal when turning or changing lanes, and at least 100 feet from an intersection. Signaling at least 4 to 5 seconds before you wish to turn is better at higher speeds. Drivers may signal in two ways. With electrical turn signals, flash the right turn signal for a right turn and the left turn signal for a left turn. Or with hand and arm signals. Signals should be given with your left arm. For a right turn, the hand and arm are extended straight up from the elbow. For a left turn, the driver's hand and arm are extended straight out to the left. To slow down or stop, the hand and arm are extended down from the elbow. Turns. Proper turning rules. Plan ahead. Be in the proper lane well before the turn. Follow proper steps to change lanes. Signal the direction you plan to turn. Slow and check for persons and vehicles in your turning path. Turn into the proper lane. See turning diagrams. Adjust speed to flow of traffic. Backing. Check behind your vehicle by walking behind it before you back up. When you back up, do not depend upon your mirrors. Turn your head and body so that you can see where you are backing. Place your hand at the top of the steering wheel and back up slowly. Always be prepared to stop. Passing. Decide if it is safe to pass. Do not pass if signs or pavement markings prohibit passing. If you see any vehicles, pedestrians, bridges, curves, hills, intersections or railroad crossings just ahead, do not pass. Wait. Do not try to pass more than one vehicle at a time on a two-lane road. Do not follow another vehicle that is passing a car in front of you. Do not pass a school bus with flashing red lights, unless there is a physical barrier or separate roadways between you and the bus. How to pass. Decide if it is necessary to pass, then start at least 2 seconds behind the vehicle ahead. Make sure you have time and space to pass safely. Signal and check all around your vehicle before passing. Increase speed and pull into the passing lane. Move back into the right lane when you see the front of the vehicle in your rear view mirror. A driver may exceed the speed limit by up to 10 miles an hour while passing another veloce that is traveling at less than the legal maximum speed. Passing on the right. Never try to pass on the right unless you are sure you can do it safely. You may pass on the right. When the vehicle you are overtaking is making a left turn, it is not legal to leave the pavement to pass on the right. Or when two or more lanes of heavy traffic are moving in the same direction. However, this can be very dangerous if the other driver does not see you and decides to change lanes. Passing bicyclists. Drivers have a responsibility to avoid crashes whenever possible. Because bicyclists have the right to access all public roads, there are some practices that will aid drivers of motor vehicles when sharing the road. When approaching a bicyclist, unless you have a clear and empty lane, do not attempt to pass. If you do not have adequate space to pass a bicyclist, slow to the speed of the cyclist and follow him or her until you do have the room needed to pass. Avoid prolonged driving next to a bicyclist when sharing a single lane of traffic. When passing a bicyclist, reduce your speed to reduce the danger of a crash. When space allows, maintain at least 3 feet of separation between your vehicle and the bicyclist. Passing parked cars. When driving past parked cars, watch for cars pulling out in front of you. Check for clues such as exhaust coming from the tailpipe, brake lights on, a turn signal flashing, or white backup lights on, front wheels turning out, or a person sitting behind the wheel. Also, check for pedestrians or bicyclists trying to cross the road from between parked cars. Passing heavy vehicles. When a passenger vehicle cuts in two soon after passing a heavy vehicle, then abruptly slows down, truck drivers are forced to compensate with little time or room to spare. Because it takes longer to pass a large vehicle, you should maintain a consistent speed when passing and be sure you can see both headlights and the entire cab of the truck in your rearview mirror before pulling back into your lane. Take into account the vehicle's total length, particularly rigs with double trailers. Some can be as much as 100 feet long. Be sure to pass with sufficient speed to avoid loitering in the truck driver's blind spot, no zone, and simply taking too long to pass. The passenger vehicle's position while passing makes it impossible for the truck driver to take evasive action if an obstacle appears in the road ahead. When your car loiters in the truck's blind spot, perhaps because your set cruise control speed is only slightly faster than the truck's, or when you are passing on the right, the driver cannot take evasive action without striking your car, which he cannot see. Passing emergency vehicles. When approaching emergency vehicles parked by the road, you must move over or slow down. Blind spots. One of the most serious misjudgments made about trucks concerns the truck driver's field of vision. Many motorists believe that because a truck driver sits twice as high as the driver of a passenger vehicle, he can see further ahead and can react sooner. True. The truck driver has a better view over the top of any cars ahead of him, but heavy vehicles also have sizable blind spots that passenger vehicles do not have. Unlike cars, heavy vehicles have large blind spots directly behind them. Avoid tailgating in this no-zone area. The truck driver can't see your car in this position and your view of the traffic flow ahead is severely reduced. Following too closely not only greatly increases your chances of a rear-end collision with the truck, or any other vehicle, in front of you, but creates a hazardous situation if debris, such as ice, rocks or tire recapping material, ends up in your path or strikes your vehicle through no fault of the other driver. Heavy vehicles also have much larger blind spots on both sides. When you drive in these blind spots, no zones, for any length of time, you cannot be seen by the truck driver. If the truck driver needs to change lanes quickly for any reason, a serious crash could occur when a passenger vehicle is located in a no zone. A right turn squeeze occurs when the driver of a passenger vehicle finds himself in the blind spot located on the right side of a heavy vehicle that is in the process of turning right. Motorists who are aware of no zone areas when sharing the road with heavy vehicles are better prepared to avoid such potentially dangerous situations. Parking. Parking restrictions. It is not legal to park in the following places: on the roadway side of any stopped or parked vehicle, on a sidewalk, within an intersection, or in a crosswalk, where the curb is painted yellow near intersections or driveways, alongside or opposite any street construction sites, on any bridge or within a highway tunnel, at any place where official signs prohibit standing, stopping or parking, in front of a public or private driveway, within 15 feet of a fire hydrant, or in a parking space designated for the handicapped, unless your vehicle displays a handicapped parking placard or bears handicapped license plates. Parking on hills. If you park facing uphill where there is a curb, you should set the parking brake and turn the wheels away from the curb. In any other situation, turn the wheels towards the curb or edge of the road. Turn off the engine, take the keys and lock the car. Emergency parking. When you have to make an emergency stop, park with all four wheels off the pavement, if possible. Do not stop on a hill or curve where your car cannot be easily seen. Turn on your emergency flashers. Leaving a parking space. To leave a parking space, check to see if anyone is coming. Be especially watchful for bicyclists or motorcyclists. Signal before you start to move. Yield the right of way to oncoming vehicles and motorcycles, and enter traffic. Do not dart out into traffic. Interstate driving. Entering the interstate. You get on the interstate by using an entrance ramp, but be alert for do not enter and wrong way signs that might indicate that you are about to begin going the wrong way on an exit ramp instead. If you find yourself going the wrong way on a ramp, you should pull onto the shoulder. Stop and only turn around when there is no oncoming traffic. The entrance ramp usually takes you to an acceleration lane. Its purpose is to let you match your speed to that of interstate traffic. As you approach the interstate, check over your shoulder for a gap in the traffic on the interstate. Adjust your speed to meet that gap and signal. Do not stop unless there is no gap in traffic, and as you merge, make sure you are driving about the same speed as other traffic. If another vehicle is ahead of you on the entrance ramp, be ready in case it slows or stops without warning. Do not forget that traffic on the interstate has the right of way. You cannot always count on other drivers seeing you or moving over to give you room to enter. Proper driving techniques on interstates. Once you are on the interstate, you should maintain a steady speed, keeping pace with other traffic. Obey posted speed limits. Do not follow too closely to the vehicle in front of you. Always leave at least 2 seconds space cushion between you and the vehicle ahead. When the weather is bad or the pavement is slick, double or triple your following time. Rear-end collisions are the most frequent type of crashes on the interstate. Watch for vehicles entering the interstate. If it is safe, move left to allow them a smooth, safe entry. Avoid unnecessary lane changing. Stay in the right lane unless overtaking and passing another vehicle. Signal lane changes. Pass with caution. Check your blind spots when making lane changes. Make sure you can see the vehicle you are passing in your rear view mirror before pulling back in. If you miss your exit, go on to the next exit. Backing up on the interstate is dangerous. Do not cross the median of an interstate highway. To avoid drowsiness, open the windows to get fresh air. Sing along with the radio. Keep your eyes moving and do not stare in one direction. If you become drowsy, stop and take a break. Drowsiness is one of the greatest dangers in driving. If you are really sleepy, pull off the highway, check into a motel and get some sleep. Leaving the interstate. When you wish to leave the interstate, you should plan ahead. Look for signs telling you about your exit and the lane you must use. Signal and move into the proper lane a mile or more before the exit. Never slow on the interstate. Slow after turning into the deceleration lane. Once off the interstate, be aware of two-way traffic and check your speed. Emergency stopping on the interstate. In the event of a breakdown or other emergency, drive the vehicle as far onto the right shoulder as possible. Make certain that all four wheels are well off the road. Even with a flat tire, a vehicle can be driven slowly to reduce the hazard of stopping on a bridge or underpass. Turn on your four-way emergency warning lights. At night, use flares or reflectors. Do not open the doors or get out on the traffic side of your vehicle. Raise the hood and trunk lid or tie a white cloth to the antenna if you need help. If you cannot get your vehicle off the road, remove all passengers and get them away from the area in case the vehicle is hit.